All right, all right, all right. So I want to talk about the four levels of income as a creative today. I was just talking to one of my clients, and they have great work, right? Like, great work. And, you know, what I find is people aren't always stuck because their work isn't good. So let me get right down into it, and then we'll kind of break them down and see what comes out of this. But basically, the person who's going to make the least amount of money, so we'll call it level four, is you're not that talented creatively, and you're not that good at business, right? You're not that good at promoting, marketing, all the behind the scenes. You're not good at that, and you just don't have that much talent potentially. Like, most people would look at what you're doing and not be that impressed, okay? So that's level four. You're going to learn the least amount of money. You got a lot of work to do somewhere. But the interesting part is level three income, you'll earn more than the prior one, is you're really good creatively, but you're not that good at business. So depending on how talented you are, you can get by being really talentedly creative, but not that great at business. But the problem is, and what's happening is, a lot of creatives are suffering and not making the money, not because they don't have the right camera, the right gear, the right technology, the right app, the right software, the right lens, you know, whatever it is that's kind of an external thing that they can see, touch, feel, and handle. That's not why you're not earning what you'd like to earn. It's the soft skills behind the scenes. You know how many times I've seen posts and heard people complain about a creative not returning their email, not doing what they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, being unfriendly, not being helpful, complaining, being difficult to deal with. I have gotten a lot of work from people through the years where I look at the work and I say, why are you hiring me? And it's never because, typically never, for me, very often about the work quality. It's about they were difficult to deal with. They were a pain in the rear end. They didn't do what they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it. They didn't return phone calls. They didn't return emails. They're really bad at business. They're really bad at the soft skills. So level two is actually you're not really that creatively talented. Like, there is some standard, but I think we've all, the prior level is really irritated with this level. Because this is the person where you can look at your work. Most people could look at your work and go, you're better than this person, right? So they're not that talented creatively, but they're really good at business. And for me, I'm not even fully getting into it. I talk about being the mind mechanic. I'm not even getting to the mindset side of things in any of this yet. I'm just simply talking about your creative talent, your creative skills. People look and you're either like, wow, holy crap. Or you're like, eh. Or you just keep going down from there. And then business, same thing, right? So that level two is like, you're all right, talented. You're not horrible necessarily. Like, most people would say you're decent, but they're not like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But this person who's really good at business, they've got confidence, they've got conviction, they know how to sell, they know how to talk to people, interact. They do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. Return phone calls, return emails, all of that, that person will do better than the extremely talented person who's not good at those things. And you can imagine what level one is. Level one's real simple. You are wicked talented creatively, and either one, you're also really great at business, or you've been able to figure out how to surround yourself with people who are. I mean, these are the Ed Sheerans of the world, right? These are the creatives and the talented people, you know, in the videography space and like wedding videography, which is who somebody I was talking to. It's like a Ray Roman. You know, he's really good at business. He's been doing it a long time and he's really talented. But I would argue that the talent on the creative side, he's not light years ahead, right? If you're listening. I don't know if you will, but you know, known Ray for a long time. I shot my first wedding in 2005. I don't know when he shot his first, but I know he really came on the scene like 2009, 2010, I believe. But the biggest thing that makes his work stand out is that he's shooting multi-million dollar weddings. That's why his work stands out so much. But in that wedding genre as a whole, you know, there's not an astronomical difference in all the work necessarily. But the people succeeding or the people failing or the people really struggling, it's not typically 100% their branding and their website and their copy and their videos and all that. I mean, that all plays a part, right? It all plays a part. but we've all seen people that seem to have all the right copy and great videos and all the right things on the surface, but they're struggling. And this is what I'm obsessed with all day, every day. Why people have all the right ingredients, yet they're not succeeding. They're not successful. And I mean successful simply in the sense of, you know, they're making good money. They're making decent money. They can really take care of their family and everything else from the money they're making from their creativity, right? Because I believe that you're a success if you simply are taking goddamn action and moving forward and you haven't just quit and given up and said, well, it's not for me. I love doing it, but because I can't figure out how to make money doing it, I won't do it at all. And I go, man, that's just killing your soul inside. And so I look to activate those people and help them, because this is a lot of the work I've done is I've seen really talented people, not like I've had people talk to me and I have not looked at their work. And by the way they talk about themselves, I would assume that their work is going to suck. And I look at the work, and because they've talked so negatively, I'm like, dang, this is great. Like, are you kidding me? And it drives me crazy to see that kind of talent not having the success. I wouldn't say that anybody necessarily deserves, but there is that aspect because it takes effort. And again, some of those people, they might be not as talented creatively, but they've got that hustle. They've got that business acumen and they're doing that. You know, we can't just expect everything to be handed on a silver platter. Yet when it comes to information and access to information, like there's an abundance of stuff helping people with the business side of things, you know, in regards to information, but people are overwhelmed. They're stuck. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of emotional issues. You know, for me on this channel, it's all about the mental health. You know, I want people to be rich and happy or rich and enjoying life, but I'd also like to see you, you know, if you're not rich yet, let's have you build and get to the richness through some form of joy, not through, you know, you end up becoming rich and you're miserable. You know, I want to help people make fun money, not misery money. I want people to be able to do what it is that they love and do it in a way that's sustainable. And the way that's sustainable is a way that you're going to be willing to do. So some people, some of you right now, and I'd love to hear in the comments, like, what level are you at? Do you feel like right now you aren't that talented? Now, granted, there are people who think they're not that talented creatively, and they are, right? That's an issue. And then there's some people who are just delusional. God love you, but you know, you think you're better than you are, but you're not, you know, you're struggling. And it's like, oh God, what's going on here? You know, you're not good at business. You're not really that, you know, creative. Like, you know, there are people that people can look at and go, how do they succeed? Hey, there's unicorns that exist where people are all questioning that. But you know what? If people are giving them money, then there's somebody that likes them. Just saying. But like, what level are you at? And that's the thing is some people got the creative talent, but they just have no desire to do anything on the business side at all. And you're likely to struggle indefinitely to the degree that you don't do something about it in some way, shape, or form. You partner with somebody, you collaborate with somebody, you learn how to do it, but you can't force things. I mean, I find that people who do the best are following their curiosity. They're not forcing. They're not ramming themselves into doing something. If you don't love the creative side, I mean, I've seen a lot of creatives who their mental health, which to me matters more than anything, gets a lot better when they stop trying to kind of be the entrepreneur. And sometimes they go and they maybe work for somebody else. And they still get to do the creative part. They're making a heck of a lot more than they were making attempting to do both. And then over time, they can become the entrepreneur. Maybe they've built up their self-esteem, their self-confidence. They've got to be around something that's working. And then as a byproduct, they feel like they can go out on their own now. The problem is some are with organizations and then they decide to go be an entrepreneur because they want the freedom. They go, well, I can do this. And they're getting $4,000 and I'm getting $500. And then they forget that in that circumstance that you were in, you got to do your sweet spot, which might have been shooting and editing, creating, you know, whatever that thing that you're providing is. And then the other person took care of marketing and promotion and emails and all of that. And I've had that in my own business. Sometimes when I would refer people, I was sheltering people from the client. And so although the client liked them when they were on site, they were producing great work, like all that was there, when they had to go and deal with the client, it was a mess because I was that shield between the client and the creative doing the work. And I was really good overall. I am really good overall at dealing with people, their emotions, their feelings, talking them off the ledge, like all that kind of stuff. And some creatives, like they really struggle. They'd rather just keep to themselves, show up, shoot, shut up. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but like they'd rather just do their thing creatively and walk away. If that's you, then you really need to collaborate or partner with somebody that can take care of those other things. Because as long as you keep trying to do it yourself, your mental health is going to suffer. So I can go on and on about these things. I'm going to keep this one a little shorter here today and just see where this hits with people. I've had versions of this come up before. I think it's really powerful to kind of recognize where you are. Are you a level 1, 2, 3, or 4? You know, the 4 being, you know, you're not that talented right now creatively. You're not that good at business. So don't beat yourself up. You just got work to do, but you can get there. And then being honest with yourself. Do you really have desire to learn stuff around business? And recognizing that everybody goes at different speeds. We've got to stop comparing ourselves to all these other people. And just be honest with where we are in our journey. How much time can we commit? And what are we committed to? What are we looking up? What are we learning? Are we only learning about cameras and lenses and technology? I mean, that's what I did for the first few years. I mean, honestly, probably 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007 were primary technical for me, the creative, the editing, the cameras, the lenses, all that went into to making my product. And it wasn't until 2008 that I started to get more curious and more excited about the business side. But that was the first year that I broke $100,000 in revenue, was when I got less obsessed with all the creative. I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, my creative in the video space probably didn't change much from like 2011, 2012 till present day. Like I, you know, doing a lot of the same things that I was. It's worked. I made more money in those years than I did in the prior years. And that's why, you know, some creatives get mad at me because I probably have more, I have the mental side, the business side more than I have the creative side. I would say I'm pretty solid at what I did creatively. But I've definitely seen people, I'm like, dang, they're way better than me. But yet some of these people are still struggling. And so this channel, my content is meant to help the person with the mental side of business and really help you get clear, get unstuck, build your confidence, build your self-esteem, and get you taking action. Because that's the problem. If you're stuck overthinking all the time and not taking action because you've got, you know, there's a difference between the conscious and the subconscious. There can be things you know intellectually, but your subconscious is saying, don't do that. That's not safe. And so then you don't know why there's this invisible brick wall that's preventing you from taking action, from moving forward, from making progress. And the thing that I would say that you need to start with if you're there is TIA, tiny imperfect actions. You just got to train your body, your nervous system that it's safe to act. It's safe to do, that nothing bad's necessarily going to happen. And then the more you do that, the more momentum you'll gain, the more confident you'll be, the more trust in yourself you'll have, and the more actions that you can take. And the more progress that you will make. And so that's what I'm here to help you do, is to help you gain clarity. Where are you at? Why are you stuck? Why do you have all the answers? Why do you have all the access? Why do you have everything you need on a silver platter, yet you're not making the money that you should or could, right? Or that you'd like to. You're not taking action. You're not making progress. You're moving, but you're like on a hamster wheel. So you're doing something, you're like teeter-tottering back and forth, but you're not moving forward. You're not making progress and you're not growing. And so anyways, leave a comment. Let me know what level you're at. If you've got questions, thoughts, let me know. If you want to dive deeper, you can go to themindmechanic.net or on any of the platforms. Send me a message. I have nothing for sale. You know, old Alex Ramos, I got nothing for sale. And then, you know, he stopped saying that because he's like, well, I do have a few things for sale, but not really. But I don't, like right now, I'm just putting out everything I can content-wise. And then from there, people who want to dive deeper, I have no courses or communities or programs or anything else. It's just me and you working in private. I do voice messages back and forth. I don't like synchronized calls, especially creatives. They got busy schedules and people can send me messages at midnight, whenever. And it's just phenomenal to keep the momentum, keep the progress. So if you want a little test drive of that, let me know. Send me a message. I don't bite. I'm here to help. And I want to see people get unstuck. There's nothing more than I want is to help people move forward, make progress. And, yeah, so give away as much as I humanly possibly can, but there's nothing like somebody being able to help see your blind spot, see what you can't see. And, you know, no shame, no judgment. I just want to help. I just want to serve. So if I can help in the content, great. But if you want to get deeper, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to go from there, you can send me a message. My mechanic will go from there. Keep rocking, keep rolling. Look forward to letting me know in the comments what level you're at. And yeah, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Say hello. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.